Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, holding fast, standing still, like we heard in the song the other night, not being moved by everything in this world, you know, but steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, that's when you go forward now, you see? You don't just stand still in the work of God. All right? You go forward, abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor or your work is not in vain, it's not a waste of time in the Lord, okay? And we come back to that verse. Did you know, I didn't realize it, the potato has a tremendous nationality. It's an Irish potato. It's an Idaho potato. You even make French fries out of it. It's a French potato. And it's a New England boil you can make out of it. You can make a German potato salad, a Dutch potato whip. Now, girls, please don't come to me for a recipe. I only have the title, and I am not going through those books to find that out. It's also Parmesan, wherever that island is. It's a heavenly steak potato meal. It's a Swiss potato pie. Swiss is movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, that's when you go forward now, you see? You don't just stand still in the work of God. All right? You go forward, abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor or your work is not in vain, it's not a waste of time in the Lord, okay? And we come back to that verse. Did you know, I didn't realize it, the potato has a tremendous nationality. It's an Irish potato. It's an Idaho potato. You even make French fries out of it. It's a French potato. And it's a New England boil you can make out of it. You can make a German potato salad, a Dutch potato whip. Now, girls, please don't come to me for a recipe. I only have the title, and I am not going through those books to find that out. It's also Parmesan, wherever that island is. It's a heavenly steak potato meal. It's a Swiss potato pie, Switzerland, okay? And it's a happy or hearty potato soup. Boy, they got some titles for this. A potato is a hearty potato. It's a heavenly potato. Well, maybe they mean it's perfect. Well, whatever that may be. It's also, like I mentioned, a German potato salad. Also, a German bratwurst, and they use potato in it. Again, I'm not going to give you no recipe. All right? And it's a down under lamb and potato, Australian potato. Can you imagine that? And it's a Tennessee pride casserole potato made out of potato. Oh, boy, I didn't realize the potato had so many nationalities. And I believe if I looked at other recipe books, I may come up with more nationalities. But what we want to do is really talk about the potato. Something like us has a skin, got eyes. I forgot the Bermuda Sebago. Oh, my, I planted many of them. But this is the Idaho potato, all right? They're the potato family. It's an interesting family. The first thing I want to talk about with potato family is the rotator. You know, there's a lot of rotators in the world today. What is a rotator? Any boy or girl under 10 could tell me the meaning of the word rotator. Mark will give you $5. All right? Any girl or boy, give me a meaning of that. Let's say 11 then, all right? Yes, what is it, sweetie? It turns around. Good enough, Mark. You owe $5 now. All right? Very good. Go round and around. And I'm only going to go once because I don't want to drop down up here tonight. Some people are not going anywhere. Paul said to the Corinthians, you are to abound. You are to go ahead. Don't stand and go around and around and around in a circle like sitting in a rocking chair. A lot of motion, isn't it? You move, but you ain't going nowhere. Some of us Christians are like that, eh? Like the rocking chair. Plenty of action, but really not doing anything. So what God wants us to do is to really abound in His work and go forward. Have your goals set. and go toward that goal, you see, and go on for the Lord. Go on. And you might get discouraged, but don't just go round and round in circles and you just don't know where you're going. A lot of people in the Rotator family. What about Sister Agitator? Oh, I shouldn't say sister, just say Agitator. All right? We better leave that one out. No, sir. Too many beautiful little girls here today. All right. What's an agitator? No money for this. Can you tell me what that is? Well, let me put it simple. An agitator is someone who just gets on your nerves. You ever met anybody like that? Don't look at me too hard. Whatever you do. And so I see these children up here. I've met someone like that. Bless your heart. You rub people the wrong way, right? You rub people the wrong way. Say things we shouldn't say. And sometimes we just agitate. And we need to watch that, all of us. It's not hard to be involved or to be guilty of that. And the second word is something similar. If agitate is a wife, irritate could be the husband. Ever met an irritator? Sort of husband and wife deal, right? Irritate. Well, anyhow, that sometimes can be personal. You ever heard the saying, that person is irritable? Well, that's what they mean. You know, they just are very sour. They're always negative. You're not pleasant to be around, you know. You don't manifest the Lord Jesus as we should. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult. All right. So much for those few taters. Now, here is one, Mr. Hesitator. You know, there are people that God speaks to them and gives them things to do, but they hesitate. They hold back. They're not sure. And a lot of young people in life just don't know what to do. They have no career or no, their sights really isn't set on any particular thing. And it's very difficult for them. And if you ask the Lord to show you what His will is, He will give you the guidance. He will help you, like we sang in some of the songs tonight. But the thing is this, don't hesitate. When you know the will of God, if it's in agreement with the Word of God, of course, the will of God's always in agreement with the Word of God, then do it. Go ahead. Don't hesitate. Don't hold back. Somebody asks you to serve the Lord, to do something, don't hesitate. Don't be that in that tater family. Don't hold back, okay? You just do it for the glory of God. Now, this is a good time for commercial. Young people, I'm talking about the youth choir. Can you sing two songs for us Tuesday night, back to back? Don't hesitate. Leader? Debbie, could you arrange that for us? Would you try? The youth choir. Two songs, back to back Tuesday night. Amen. Nodding your head. That's good. All right, something to look forward to. Don't worry. I'll close the meeting in time and preaching. But, you know, singing is a wonderful thing. Don't hesitate when you're called upon to do for the Lord and when you're called to sing for the Lord. Do you know why singing is so important and so precious? I'll tell you, because it's something that will be done forever. Think of that. Preaching will stop when we get home to glory. There'll be no need for evangelists or evangelism. We won't need, if there's going to be any Bible teaching, the Lord will unfold to us in glory and show us many, many things. But singing will go on in glory. That's why singing is important. It's precious. But get back to the thought. If the Lord calls upon you to do something, don't hesitate. All right? Don't be the hesitator of that tater family. Now, here's a word that is a good word because it's imitator. I'm not thinking of the false imitator, the person who wants to imitate another person you know. But we can be true, faithful imitators of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, live for Him. Let His life be lived in us, following Him as He gives us command in His Word, gives us instructions to follow what He says and to do what He said and to imitate His life. And the only way we could do that is let Him live through us by learning of Him in the Word of God. Apart from that, you can't really imitate the Lord Jesus. All right? Christ indeed is the embodiment of love. God is love. We could show more love, right? We could be more courteous, more kind, because God is a God of kindness and a God of courtesy. He is a God of grace and a God of mercy. And He's a God that's a good God. He's a God of goodness. And there's so many things that we could be or imitate Him this way. But here's one that I don't particularly like, but we've got to mention it because it entails a family as well. Devastate. Now, can any person 11 and under tell me what devastate means? Devastator? What's a devastator? Or devastate, if you will? Tell me what that means. To devastate. Big words tonight, but that's why we're taking a little time to explain them, okay? I know you know it. You got it in the tip of your tongue. But I can't give you another $5. You know what it is, eh? You got an idea? Want to take a shot at it? Take a shot at it. Yeah. No? Well, 12 and under. Going up a year now. To devastate. Another word begins with D. D-E-S. Who? Destroy? Very good. That's the word, destroy. To devastate means to destroy. You don't want to be a devastator, to destroy good works and to hinder. Devastate, oh, we got a hurricane that just what? In the south? It destroyed. In fact, a lot of folk fail to realize, but it destroyed our agricultural grounds right here in Spanish Wells. And who knows, maybe our fishing grounds. My heart has been very heavy today for the fishermen, because we don't know what we're going to meet down at the banks. And there's a lot of things, and I don't want to make you unhappy tonight, but I've been not depressed, but heavy. I've been praying since when I got up this morning, and not that I pray every morning at 5 o'clock, but I was praying this morning for our fishermen. I really was. My heart was very, very heavy. Crawfish prices down, not that much. That's the sort of the lifeline of the island, you see? And it could be a very difficult winter ahead of us. We're going to have to pull in our belt, because if it's a depression or recession, you pull in your belt. A depression is you ain't got no belt to pull in. That's about the only way I know how to explain that. And so, so much has been destroyed. We don't, but when we come to human beings now, here as a church family, we don't want to destroy. We don't want to pull down. It's easy to pull down, isn't it? But it's very hard to lift up. You've seen this illustrated before. You come up, son. One of you, all right? You come. Yeah. Now I know I'm bigger than you. I'm older than you. Get up there. I'm stronger than you. All right? Turn around. I could easily pull you down, couldn't I? See, when you get with the wrong crowd, the wrong company, that's what they do. You think you're stronger than them, but you're not. They just pull you down. It's very easy. You say, oh, I'm going to make them better people. So, I will have trouble pulling you up. I'm going to be very honest with you. I can't, in fact, not only because it's hard to do this, but because of my age, you know. But suppose you try to pull me up. I only weigh 225 pounds. Oh, you're going to come down lower, eh? Go ahead. Don't want to hurt yourself now. So, the lesson is simple, isn't it? You can be pulled down very easily with bad company. Don't think that you can lift them up. So you have to avoid bad company, all right? Love them. Hope to pray for them. Hope to win them for the Lord. But be very, very careful here. Now, this is a good one. I'm nearly through. Meditator. To meditate is to think, to muse on the Word of God. Meditate on those good things, you know, not evil things, but good things. And nothing is better than to meditate on the Word of God. Okay? I want you to remember that now. The last one is a sad one. And that is amputator, or to amputate. You know what that means, don't you? The little girl was told by the doctor that he would have to operate and take her legs off, both of them. Very sad. She was what they call a chronic diabetic. And there was a condition in both of her legs. It was terrible. And they had to take both of her legs off. One of my dearest friends, just about 4 years ago, maybe five, in Nassau, I was in the ward, and the doctor said, "Mr. Nodich, I've got to take your other leg off." And he was 90 years of age. And he says, "Well, doctor, you just got to do what you got to do. I'm in the hands of the Lord." Isn't that nice? Both his legs were gone. Amputate. But let me just say this. When you amputate or cut yourself off from church, it's a very serious thing, all right? That's about a simple way that I can put it. Don't quit. Don't amputate. Don't cut yourself off. Keep coming out to the services. Come out to hear the Word of God. Because the Bible says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is." Don't do that. Rather, you stay here. And that's the way you will grow. That's the way that you'll stand firm for the Lord. That's the way you will abound for the Lord. You'll go forward. And you won't be like some of those Tater boys that we mentioned tonight, okay? Those Tater families. You don't want that, all right? And may the Lord bless this little talk to our hearts tonight. I went 1 minute over or 2 minutes over what I said, but I trust you'll understand. Shall we bow for prayer? Father, as we bow in your presence, we thank you for our young people. Oh God, how precious they are to you and to us. And we just pray that you give them the help and the guidance as they battle school days and exams and homework. We just pray that you'll be everything to them. And then in their life, they're trying to adjust and be able to discern from good and evil. We pray for them, Lord. Give them the wisdom that they need. Give them the help that they need. And the one that requested prayer tonight, we commend him to you. Pray, Lord, to be able to work out his need. And whatever the situation is, you're the God of grace and of love. And there are many families who need you tonight. We commend them to you. Pray, O God, be pleased to be with each one. Remember us for good, Father. Can't make it without you in this world. We pray for all of your dear children, Lord, and our fishermen again as they get ready to go away. Pray that you'll be pleased to supply their need. And yet when we think of those in the south in Haiti and Nagua and many of those islands, Lord, and now even as the hurricane is getting ready to land in Texas and certain areas and even north of there, we have no idea what the devastation will be. But we pray that you'll be with them and especially your children, O God, give them the guidance and the help as well. Remember these dear ones, we humbly pray, giving you our heartfelt thanks for all that you have done. in our Savior's name. Amen.